state should reduce the income tax rate by 25% for people making $50,000 a year or less.
In addition to the personal income tax cuts, Brian Sampson of Unshackle Upstate says the group's plan includes tax cuts for small businesses upstate and a 50% reduction in state sales tax for counties affected by high population loss and high unemployment rates.
The public policies that are passed in the halls of Albany tend to have a more dramatic impact on our economy than they do the downstate area. So what we believe is that by giving the money to the people that need it most, that is our small businesses and the individuals that are making less than $50,000, you're going to infuse more cash into our economy.
Lieutenant Governor Robert Duffy reacted to the ERA proposal during his visit to Buffalo Wednesday.
You're talking to a governor who has made it one of his cornerstone issues to reduce taxes, property tax cap. He's looking for ways to make New York State much more business friendly. I've not read the entire report yet. I saw a blurb in the media. We'll look at it. I think it's very consistent with the governor's views in trying to bring the state back and create a much better business climate.
The plan is expected to cost $860 million. Brian Sampson says Unshackle Upstate proposes lifting the statewide moratorium ban on hydrofracking to offset that cost. Robert Duffy says Governor Cuomo will comment on the plan when he's ready. In the meantime, the organization will encourage state lawmakers to include the ERA in the 2014 budget through a series of regional events. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.